Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who build or drive or care for those who live in this city. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Real quick for Scheim to clear things up, because he tends to spend a lot of time at the beach while golfing. This is Dylan from Connecticut. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, what's up? So the ruling, they got it wrong. So now the new rules within the last couple of years, you can ground your club in a hazard that's marked with a red stake.
Okay.
So you cannot ground your club in the bunker.
Okay, you cannot in a sand trap, in the bunks. You cannot ground your club. You can only do it in a hazard, which is marked with a red stake, not a white stake. Not an out-of-bounds hazard. Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Out-of-bounds, you're screwed.
Yes.
Red stakes, you cannot ground your club.
Okay.
Or you can ground your club. Like, a waste area, like in a U.S. Open, there's sandy areas. Like, when DeChambeau won Pinehurst, there's waste areas all around. You can ground your club in that. But if it's actual, like, a designated bunker, that's like, you cannot ground your club.
Okay. Dylan, thank you. Thank you for listening. In Connecticut, I'm often accused by at least one texter of hating Connecticut. I love Connecticut. Have no problem of all the New England states.
Yeah.
It's among my favorites.
We got to go there.
I want to have a roadshow next roadshow season in Connecticut. So I'm going to make it my mission. We tried really, really hard this year, but we will go to Connecticut next season.
You love Connecticut so much, you created a story about Tom Brady there.
Yeah.
That is correct, Curtis. Yes.
We should do a fall road show in Connecticut. Gorgeous time to go to Connecticut.
Fall is very difficult, though, because we're very, very busy with football season.
We're already there every Monday at Gillette at God knows when. Right.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
But it is road show number 7 this week, Thursday night in Rockport. At my place by the sea, that's pregame. And then Friday at the Beauport Hotel. Cannot wait to see you on Friday and Thursday night.
It would be really helpful if Ken splurged for a hotel once in a while on a Sunday night down at the Renaissance. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice.
One can dream.
I'm excited. Like, this fiesta that they do, it's a thing. It's a full... Like, they shut the roads down, mm-hmm. and there are thousands of people who come to Gloucester for this weekend.
And Gloucester's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place.
Like, beautiful.
Have you ever seen a perfect storm?
Yes, just because it takes place on my birthday. So when I was younger, I saw it once.
That's why you watched it, though.
George, I thought that was cool.
George
Courtney
Clooney
can make anything about herself.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that?
I am so worried about James being an only child.
That movie stands the test of time. Great cast, by the way.
George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg. Mm-hmm.
How can you get past that Boston accent?
Right. You don't like it?
I mean, I've watched it.
It's a little hard.
It just is the worst. It's like literally like if you told someone, do the worst accent mm-hmm. resembling Boston.
Yeah.
But it's all right, you know.
All right, where do you want to start? They said it, why, Scheim?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the Boston Red Sox. According to John Heyman, they're still in the market to be buyers. Here's what Heyman had to say.
Yes, you're right. They are going to buy. That did not mean that they are a seller. They're looking at two things. One is starting pitching. Their ERA there is around 4.3 right now. They're in the bottom third in starting pitching. So they would like to get a starter, potentially a veteran starter. Now, you know, maybe Hicks will help out. Maybe Harrison can help out. But I think they will look at starting pitching. The other thing they're going to look at is first base. Now, Adrian Toro has actually done very well so far at first base, but he hasn't been considered a starting first baseman. I mean, I'll throw out a couple of names there potentially for the Red Sox. One would be Josh Naylor. Again, the Diamondbacks, not expecting him to be a seller, but if he is, there would be a feeding frenzy for him. Very good player, RBI guy. That's a guy to consider. Other one is Ryan O'Hearn, who's now leading as the DH vote-getter in the American League now that Devers has been traded.
Heyman, by the way, gave them an A-plus for the trade.
Wow.
A-plus.
That's a really good grade.
And his reasoning was you had a guy who was disgruntled, and you weren't going to be able to make that work with him.
Right.
And so he gave him an A-plus.
Well, there's no hiding come trade deadline for the Red Sox front office when it comes to whether or not you're buyers or sellers, right? There's no hiding. And the fact that people now know that you have this money available.
Because, $30 million of it.
Right.
Cleared. Or whatever the difference is between what you are assuming salary-wise for the
other
guys.
Right. But people know that there's Rafael Devers, some part of that salary available for you to make the team better, especially around the trade deadline. If you are still potentially in the mix for a wild card spot, which you're kind of right there right now, and I think there's, what are they going to say? They can't hide from that fact.
Yeah. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, next, Courtney had a great lead this morning about Sophia Cunningham and Sophie Cunningham and Caitlin Clark. Well, Joy Taylor was on the Joe Budden podcast. I think Wiggy has listened to this podcast once or twice in his days. And she talked about the reason that Caitlin Clark is as popular as she is. Here is what Joy Taylor said.
When Angel and Caitlin got into it in the championship game, and Angel did the ring thing, I said, this is the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird moment for the WNBA. Like, this is great. I'm a storyteller. I think storylines are so important. I think you need villains. I think you need heroes. Mm-hmm. You need to sell. You got to sell a fight. Like, brand all of this. Mm-hmm. And it upset white men to watch this strong, winning, unapologetic black woman be in their, you know, it being Caitlin's face.
In their savior's face.
Yeah. And they still cling to it. And it's now like spun to this whole thing where like Caitlin's better than Angel and blah, blah, blah. I just said, we would not be talking about Caitlin Clark the way that we do if it wasn't for that moment with Angel Reese.
That's true.
Yeah, which I agree with.
What's true?
Caitlin Clark.
Upset. I'm a white man. It didn't upset me.
No. I'm not going down that road. That's not what I mean about. She's right. She's right about the fact that there wouldn't be this unbelievable fan base, this vitriol around Angel Reese, if the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese situation didn't happen.
I have a question though. Why does it bother people that Angel Reese is not as good as Caitlin Clark? Like, why does Joy Taylor take it personally that Caitlin Clark is more successful, more talented on the court than Angel Reese? You can tell the tone that Joy Taylor uses. She is like bothered.
It's
by
weird.
Caitlin
Clark.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be bothered by it, but you should understand that she's right to that the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Caitlin Clark being what she is now was all part of the drama that came with LSU. And part of that drama was the fact that it was a black girl versus
Wiggy,
a
you argue this all the
because
time.
Because it's the truth.
Let
me ask you this. If it's two white girls, do we care? If it's two black girls, do we care?
I care because Caitlin Clark came to the world's attention when she was going to set an NCAA record for men or women. That's when we started talking about her.
I don't think it's because, and I may be wrong, and Wiggy and I probably disagree on this, I don't think it's because Angel's black and Caitlin's white. I think it's two girls that hated each other on the court. It turned into a massive drama situation. That's what drew the eyeballs originally. If Caitlin Clark was just setting records in college, we'd talk about it for a day. We'd move on. She'd be great in the WNBA. We wouldn't be talking about her every day.
And so, I would also say this, Wiggs, quickly.
I just disagree with that. She's like a generational talent when it comes to basketball.
Yeah,
but
the reason we talk about her so much is because of the fight that ignited the entire
thing. Who has benefited from the other more? Angel Reese from Caitlin Clark or Caitlin Clark from Angel Reese?
Angel Reese.
Thank you. It's not even close. So
right,
the notion that Joy Taylor is going on Joe Budden's podcast.
Joe Budden.
Great. We need a couple more.
He's got a pretty good podcast.
I'm sure he does great. Makes a lot more money than I do.
Makes some good music, too.
One song.
Just an idea, Wiggs. He should call it the Hot Button Podcast. That would be my idea.
That's a really good one.
TM Chris. But the Angel Reese has been buoyed by Caitlin Clark's greatness.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that,
but
though.
Joy Taylor says we wouldn't know who Caitlin Clark is.
We wouldn't. Wait, like,
that's just so asinine.
No, it's not, because you didn't know about her when she was averaging 26 as a freshman.
Right.
You didn't know about her when she was averaging damn near 30 as a sophomore.
Right. That's like saying we wouldn't know who Tiger Woods was if it wasn't for Phil Mickelson.
No, Tiger Woods won when he was, 18 years old?
I remember it like it was yesterday, and I don't remember a lot of things. Talking on this show, she was a junior.
Yeah.
And we were talking on this show about the potential for her to set an NCAA record.
We were talking about the fact that there was a lot of hate in between.
It was the same thing her junior year. It had nothing to do with Angel Reese at all.
So let me ask this question.
When we first talked about her.
Let me ask this question, because there's a bunch of, there's a lot of white voices in the room.
Okay.
What is the problem to set...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, that this whole thing started in the national championship game between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, when it was all about it became a racial thing, is what everybody talked about.
Can I answer it in the white voice?
Please do.
There's no problem with it, big guy. If that's an element of it for people, that's great. It's not the element of it for me.
No, I'm not saying
it. The element of it for me is that Caitlin Clark, because of her pure ability, has transformed a league that was not that interesting to most people into something that is of interest.
Right, but she made it relevant because of what happened, and the people that are so, a handful of times during the regular season.
It
was the national championship game. The people that are so sensitive when you bring up race
it's part of the story.
The Magic Johnson Larry Bird rivalry, a big part of that story was the element of race, and to not talk about it or be afraid to talk about it, when people do talk about it, go, it has nothing to do with race.
Can I, because you asked for a white voice, and I'll give you a white female voice. I think for me, it wouldn't have mattered if Angel was black or white. If it's two girls fighting, I think that'll always get eyeballs on it. What I know is about race is what's happened after, because of watching how people have responded to Angel Reese on social media, in the comments, in the DMs that she posts sometimes, the way in which people, and I hate to say it, but it's a majority of white men, have commented in that section, shows you that it's about race. And the same when it comes to Caitlin Clark, and the way that a lot of black WNBA players have responded to her. It has become about race. In the very beginning, I think it was two girls who hated each other, who were both very talented, who were going at each other's throats constantly.
But that wouldn't have moved the needle, though.
If it was two white girls?
Yeah, if it
was
two white girls or two black girls who hated each other, that does not move the needle anywhere for the WNBA, no matter how talented Caitlin Clark is, because there are
Angel Reese was talented, too.
No, I know, in college, but no matter how much it was, what moved the needle is after that national championship game, the hand in the face, people saying thugs, and it became the element of race, which then led to where we are now. So
go ahead. What?
No, for us to be like, it rubs me the wrong way when we talk about race and people get so sensitive. Like, no one's trying to start a race war. We're just saying that this is part of the same way with Tiger Woods, right? Tiger Woods was an unbelievable golfer. But if Tiger Woods is white, is the impact and the needle movement of what he does as effective versus him being black? No. So just own it and be like, it's part of the story. And, like, it's no big deal.
I don't think we have an issue about talking about race.
No, I'm not saying you, but I'm
saying... No, not me. I'm talking about as a nation, we obsess over race. What I'm saying is the Tiger analogy, it's perfect. It's like you were just in my head. Of course, Tiger being a trailblazing superstar athlete in a sport that was dominated by white people and had a horrible history of racism and treating women inappropriately and not
white people.
Right. I mean, OJ was there.
That was a small part of the story. The story was...
The Nike thing was a massive part with Tiger being a trailblazer.
But how incredibly talented he was.
Nobody's disputing that.
Right, but you're in the minority, Greg. You're in the minority when it comes to that. And no one's disputing your feelings on it. But you're in the minority. Dave Portnoy's in the minority because the majority of people did not know who Caitlin Clark was until after the LSU championship game, and that all sparked
until her junior year.
The race debate.
We have got to take a break, but do we have more? They said we probably have something left. For they said, let's just do the news at 8:20, Shime, if that's okay with you.
Sure, Greg.
Okay, news coming up at 8:20, including up talkers in the news. It's been a while, but the Bachelorette party and the bride, I think, among the best ever.
Yes. Yeah.
So, all right, we'll get to that coming up in a little bit on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.